Hello and welcome to the Philippines.
Ulilang puso, pusong walang ligaya. Bakit ang palad ko ay di na nag-iba? Ulilang labis at lagi nang may hapis. Sana'y lunasan sa aking langit. Sana'y lunasan giliw ng iyong sa aking langit. Sana'y lunasan giliw ng iyong pag-ibig. Hello
and welcome back to RPM World Music. This is about the Philippines this week, and I am Mo, joined by the lovely Tom and our new feature presenter, co-producer. I don't know what you are yet, Amy.
I'm co-presenter.
You can be whatever you want to be on a show.
Yeah, let's go co-presenter.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, let's go co-presenter. So, today we are crossing into many different things, weird and wonderful genres of the Philippines. As you've heard at the start, that was Ulilang Paso by Rick N. Manrique Jr. And yes, a lot of you will be thinking that's quite strange for a East Asian country. Why is that coming out of an East Asian country? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because of the Western influence of the likes of the US and the Spanish. Because you can clearly tell that there's nothing there that would resemble any way sort of traditional music. But don't fret, because we do have the lovely Tom and Amy's music, which will be going out and is a lot more traditional than the ones I picked. The reason I picked those specific tracks is because it's from a genre called Kaliman. Have you guys heard of that?
No. I think like it came up when I was searching for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So essentially, Kaliman is songs about love. I don't know why I seem to refer to that topic a lot. It was on in the India show last week. It was on the Brazil show, I think, possibly. But they just sounded so weird, and obviously I don't understand any of the lyrics, but that is the main sort of emphasis. And you can tell because it does sort of sound like one of those, you know, Western romance things. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I was finding a lot of that stuff as well this week.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's just nice to, don't know, find something a bit that I'd class it as weird for world music.
Yeah,
because we're trying to stay away from that music, but we seem to be reverting back to it with this because it's just a nice point to pick up on.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to get into our next song now, and this one is called Sampangeeta. Stay tuned to RPM World Music.
From Susie Ibarra, band's Electric Kulintang, and she plays the Kulintang, which is a traditional Filipino instrument. It's basically these tuned bowls, and they have a kind of gong-like sound. It's what you're hearing in the background here as well. So this one is Electric Kulintang with the Ancients. Okay, so that was Susie Ibarra's Electric Cooling Fang with The Ancients, and it's just a really nice example of kind of fusion of traditional instrument with Cooling Fang and then more modern jazzy stuff and electronics as well. And speaking of those kind of fusion stuff, our guest presenter Amy has a track to bring up today.
The track I've chosen is by a band called Kandan Yam, who describes their music as a fusion of ethnic beats and rock music using indigenous and modern instruments. So, these guys kind of use the traditional ethno-tribal stuff, and they sound nature with more modern instruments. This track that I'm going to play is called Kabanam.
Kewalam Babanam 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 Bye.
Babanam by Kadanyam. Thank you, Amy, for that. And so, yeah, that's both of those are really good examples of the kind of fusion stuff that we get out of world music, as we call it, when we look for it, like all the traditional instruments but being fused with modern stuff. And a lot of, I've found, like when we've been looking for stuff each week, that's a lot of stuff we've been finding, especially with India as well, with Insane One.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, just generally, it's quite interesting to, like, say, see how traditional instruments go against modern instruments and see what they do with it, because what you tend to find is that they're going off a different kind of route. Because when people think of fusion, they think of something which sounds contemporary and, you know, something that could potentially be charty. Because when people think of a modern instrument, they just think of like an 808 machine or like a drum machine or something like that, whereas, you know, obviously this is clearly not the case. And you can even see the distinction between fusion and, you know, the previous stuff, the more sort of, I wouldn't class the first songs as colonial. Would you class them? No, just more sort of...
No, just like more native, like just genuine, like traditional. Genuine traditional.
Yeah. But no, I think, you know, it's brilliant, you know, whether it be India or the Philippines, you know, the fusion idea does keep the music creativity alive, because I'm sure that, you know, we definitely haven't even scratched the surface in terms of people who are actually producing well out there in the world.
Yeah, and like Zakir Hussain last week was a really good example of it. Like, how he was touring doing all the Indian classical stuff, all the really traditional stuff, but still doing all his collaborations, and that was a lot more of the fusion stuff of traditional instruments and then loads of modern, like, jazzy elements and all that stuff. So next up we've got Radioactive Sargo Project, which is a kind of Philippine rock band, and yeah, this is a really nice funky one. Hope you enjoy.
June 19, 1861, Calamba, Laguna, namatay December 30, 1896 sa bagong bayan ng Yoyoloneta. Dito na nga natumpa ang marami mga pangulo at binabalisa ng mga turista. Ang dami mong sinulat, pero sino ba ang nababasa? Kabayanihan mo'y nasa aming ugat, pero tunay ka pa namin kilala. Mula kapanganakan hanggang kamatayan, kasama na namin ang iyong pangalan. Nalimutan na namin kung sino ka talaga. Forma talino ay talaga-talaga. Sino ka ba? Sino ka ba? Pinapanood mo lang kami sa iyong semento bantay. Sino ka ba? Ang init-init pero nakadyakin na pala. Sino ka ba? Sino ka talaga? Pero nako, ang dami namin tanong. Talaga bang ikaw ay para sa revolusyon o asimilasyon? Talaga bang binawi mo ang mga sinulat at sinabi mo noon? O ikaw ba isang dakilang ilusyon ng panahon? Sabi mo noon, gusto mo, ang libingan ay simpleng buhay, isang bato, isang puso, panganan ng bundok. Walang anibersaryo, walang seremonyas, walang parabo. Pero Pepe, wala kang magagawa. Pagkisan-minsan, masabi lang namin, may kalahi kaming dakila. Sino ka ba? Sino ka ba? Pinapanood mo lang ba kami? Sino ka ba? Sino ka ba? Mula sa iyong semento man tayo, sino ka ba? Sino ka ba talaga? Ang kinikinig pero nakajakit ka. Sino ka ba? 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 Sino ka ba?
Bye. nagmamahal ngayon, Pepe. Hindi ka natin kaaralan. Dinadahilan, ikaw rin ay dinadasalan. Dinasamba na parang Jesus Christ lang. Kaya, idol talaga kita, Pepe. Kahit ano pang sabihin nila, hindi na baliw. Dahil wala kang kaulan. The first Filipino, the great Malayan, the pride of the Malay race, Tagalog Christ, national hero, sobresaliente. Kahit ang mukha mo ay nakikita lang namin sa piso na nawawala na ng halaga. Sino ka ba, Pepe? 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 Sino ka ba talaga, Pepe?
Okay, that was Radioactive Saga Project with Sino Kaba Pepe. And the drummer from that band, we might actually be hearing more from later. He's in this like duo electronic project, which is really cool, so we might be hearing more of that later. Yeah, do you guys like that? What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? That was so cool. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. It's really great. Really
Yeah. Funky. Yeah, yeah. It kind of, like, I found that and it reminded me of the more like the funky Brazilian stuff we were playing in the first week. Just had that kind of vibe to it.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
and it feels like ages ago.
Yeah,
like, interviewing people, etc. Might need to do that again, actually.
Yeah, we definitely need to. Yeah, we should have some more exciting interviews coming up and stuff. We're keeping an eye out, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think there's a French group coming next week, so maybe we'd do interview them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. The lovely Amy here speaks French and Italian, so we can get her to do it in their native language.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nice. I'm the only non-foreign language speaking person in this room now. Doesn't feel good.
Everyone can say a little bit of French.
Oui. There we go. Okay, so next up, going to play a track. This is, so out the Philippines at the moment, there seems to be quite a lot of kind of electronica coming out of there, and this one is Mamai, I think you pronounce it, with a track called Yuki, and it's kind of glitchy electronica. It just came out this year in August. You can get the EP online, and yeah, there's a lot of good stuff of this kind coming out of the Philippines. So this is Mamai with Yuki.
Thank you.
was Mumai with Yuki. Hope you enjoyed that. As I was saying, there's a lot of that kind of stuff coming out of the Philippines at the moment, and it seems to be, when I was looking the stuff up, it seemed like that was the most easy thing to find coming out of the Philippines. Did you find any of that stuff, Mark?
I didn't find any of that stuff, but you know what? That kind of electronica is better than most of the electronica I've had coming out here.
Yeah. I really like that, yeah. It might have just been that I gravitate towards that. I don't know. Yeah. I'm into that stuff.
Well, I would as well. It's that I always try and stop myself from going towards there, otherwise we'd be challenging RPM and that's an electronica show.
I've actually started a list of like the stuff I've found that I think, oh, I could do like a guest mix that's all world music but that's actually like dance and electronica really friendly, so.
Yeah, but I mean, like, stuff like that that would go down really well here, but no one ever finds it.
So next up we've actually got another one similar to that. This is by Similar Objects, and it's off a record label Deeper Manila, which is Manila's capital of the Philippines, and that label is all this kind of electro stuff. This is a really chilled out one. So this is Similar Objects with Abstract Impressions. That was Similar Objects with Abstract Impressions. And yes, as Mo said, we are kind of getting dangerously into RPM dance and electronic territory, but it's basically, if that's like the kind of most, like, it's a lot of, when we were searching, that's like the kind of most, well, the most common thing I was finding, and at least that's actually available to buy and stuff, because some of the stuff I was finding, you couldn't even get it on iTunes. So when that's like the stuff that's coming out that's available, you kind of have to champion it, and then people will get into that stuff and through that get into the traditional side of it and everything as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, you can picture yourself, maybe not in Manila, because when I think of Manila, I think of the Muhammad Ali thread of Manila. So that doesn't work for that kind of aspect. But like, you can just picture yourself being on like a remote Filipino sub island somewhere with that kind of track. And also, like, it is very, like, as music specialists, we shouldn't be using it accessible for most people.
Yeah.
We got shouted at for using that word in the RPM meeting, but never mind. it is a track which a lot of people can connect to, unfortunately more than they can with actual Filipino styles, but I don't see an issue with that. As long as, like you said, as long as we champion that, they will end up listening to it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And, like, so, yeah, I mean, that label, that's Deeper Manila record label, it's like they're going to be releasing all that stuff from local artists and just championing that scene. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be doing it. Yeah, so that was Abstract Impressions. Next up, we've got another track from Amy. Would you like to introduce this one, Amy?
Yeah, it's another one from the same band from earlier. Another one from Dan Yam. These guys actually formed back in 2000, and I think they just formed because they all had an interest. They were all actually from quite remote places in different parts of the Philippines, but then they met because they all are really into traditional arts and meditation. So they started meditating, and then they started just making music together, really, and then really like what they really like what was coming out. So they formed this band, and they're still together, I think. So yeah, this is another one from Can Dang Yan, and it's called Tribe. Yeah.
So that was Tribute by Kan Yan Nan. What was it? Kadangyan, that's it.
We got it.
And yes, you are tuned into RPM's world music show, your number one specialist world music show here on Leeds Tuning Radio. I enjoyed going back into that after a bit of electronica.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, mixing it up.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't know. I like the fact that it's rhythmical. Rhythmic is good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that, I mean, yeah, that's one of the, definitely one of the main things I've been finding with all this world music is just like tribal drums and stuff. Well, that's like a typical name given to it. But yeah, all these rhythms that you don't get necessarily here. It's just, you know, rock music. You got like standard breakbeats, like the most boring thing in the world. So yeah, it's good to mix it up.
Yeah, and also just like, I don't know what to form about the Philippines in terms of an opinion at the moment, because we've crossed through several genres.
Yeah,
but I'm liking it.
Yeah definitely. Yeah, I think we've got a good mix. We've got kind of jazz one coming up as well. I mean, like, again, that was, this was like really hard to get hold of, but apparently the jazz scene in Manila especially is definitely growing. There's a lot of local gigs going on around.
Yeah, yeah. That I'm interested to hear, because obviously jazz is interpreted in different ways. Obviously everyone thinks jazz is just a saxophone, like that guy who plays the saxophone on The Simpsons. But obviously there's a lot more to it than that, and you know, people can get creative on it.
Definitely all this like world and jazz fusion stuff is definitely some of the best stuff you can find. Anything, some of that stuff in India was really cool as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and speaking of that, this next one, this is called Gongs Can Swing. This is by Bob Aves, who is a jazz player and composer, and yeah, since about the 90s he's been playing a lot of Filipino jazz and getting into that indigenous stuff. So it's called Gongs Can Swing because it's using the kulintang, the traditional instrument, as we played earlier. So this is Bob Aves, hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. you're here, I'm pleased. I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What's a king supposed to be? Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situations, temptations, education, relaxation, elevation. Baby, we can talk about surrender. 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean. Sometimes we all gotta swim upstream. You ain't a saint, we all are sinners. But you put your foot down, you make your soul a winner. I respect that, man, you're so fat. And you're all that, plus supreme. Then you're humble, man, I'm numb you, I can feel it. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situations, temptations, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelations 3:17. Or maybe we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play on Saturday. Maybe we can roll a tree, feel the breeze, listen to a symphony. Or maybe just chill and just be. Maybe we can take a cruise and listen to the blues. Maybe eat some passion food, or maybe cry to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent.
So that was Gyra Callow with a cover of Jill Scott's A Long Walk. And yeah, Gyra Callow, she's kind of big in the Manila jazz scene at the moment. She's doing loads of gigs around local jazz bars and jazz clubs. And yeah, there's actually quite a lot of that going on, but it's literally the only place I could find a lot of it was on SoundCloud. Like, I found a really good article interviewing her and some other people, but when I tried to look them up, SoundCloud was the only place. But yeah, that's a nice track.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's just kind of interesting that she's probably singing in English better than some people sing in English.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a really nice one for sure.
I mean, this has been a very varied show, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
We haven't really touched on any specific things. So, like, obviously in India we had all the sort of tribal beats, that type of thing. Brazil, yeah. We had all the sort of bossa nova, samba stuff.
Yeah.
This week's really hard to place.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, but like, we tried to show the Kulintang, the kind of most traditional indigenous instrument. And yeah, I really like those fusion ones that Susie Ibarra and Bob Aves were doing.
Yeah, that jazz one that you played, the first track before, A Long Walk, was definitely, you know, the epitome of fusion.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It was just, yeah, kind of jazz, yeah, he's like a jazz guitarist, I think, first of all, but yeah, got cool things going on as well.
Yeah.
It's a really nice mix, just normal stuff.
Definitely.
Okay, so I think that's us.
Yeah. That is us for the
week. Yeah, so we've got just one more to go, so thank you, Amy, for joining us this week.
Thanks.
yeah, we'll hopefully be having you on again in a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah,
next
definitely.
Week. Mo, you're not with us next week, are you?
No, unfortunately, I'm in other places doing other things.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, but on a brighter note, it is my birthday next
Woo-hoo!
Week. Yeah, so going to be having a birthday special, hopefully. Should be having a couple of guests in. Amy should be here. I might have a couple other guests coming in. And no theme as of yet, but I can promise it will be dancey and groovy because that's what I want on my birthday. And it's, yeah, it's going to be good. I can promise that. So, okay. Thanks very much for joining us, guys. This last one is Nightlife by Tarsius. And so, again, these are kind of on the electronic scene in the Philippines. They're actually doing pretty well at the moment. There's a funny story where they, like a lot of people will know Fortet. You two both know Fortet.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, they like went to a gig of his somewhere in Asia, I guess, and they gave him their most recent LP, and he really digged it. And he's played this track on his Radio 1 takeover with Benji B. And yeah, there was a lovely, cute little Twitter exchange between them when they were like, they were so chuffed to have had him play their track, you know. And yeah, it's a really good one. And yeah, we are going to champion the Philippine kind of dance scene because it seems to be really good. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. We've been RPM World Music. See you again next week. This is Tarsius with Night.
Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
£1 shots, £2.50 doubles and free cocktails before 3 a.m. This is madness.
You're right, but it's not just madness. This is the Madhouse. And with 2 Mr. J-bombs for £5, you'd be mad to miss it.
Fab Cafe, the world's first TV and movie-themed bar.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Top tips from the Student Advice Centre.
Join a club or society as it's a great way to meet loads of like-minded people and get involved.
There are loads of part-time job opportunities in Leeds that'll keep any financial worries at bay, or pop into your Student Advice Centre to help with budgeting and money management.
Staying safe in a new city can be stressful for some. Here at the Student Advice Centre, you can chat to us about anything in confidence, whether it's academic or personal.
And remember, the Student Advice Centre is here for you.
Need a DJ? Well, look no further. LSR provide the equipment and the music. Email info@lsrfm.com for more details.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
A family-run business with over 40 years' experience in providing affordable and reliable accommodation.
Winners of the Leeds Landlord Award.
You should look no further than Spencer Properties when choosing where to live next year.
Spencer Properties own all the homes they let out and work closely with the Knowledge Project to promote safe, reliable housing for student and professional communities.
Visit spencer-properties.co.uk for more information and follow at @SpencerProp on Twitter for all their latest listings.
Spencer Properties, the number one provider of quality accommodation in Leeds.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
To you.
To you.
To you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at five.
This is The Beat in association with Amp Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
Sound.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
I forgot that disco sucks. I ended up with nobody and I started feeling dumb. Maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums. Take me back to the
Student Radio.
Sound.
Students
in Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
The sound of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
A family-run business with over 40 years' experience in providing affordable and reliable accommodation.
Winners of the Leeds Landlord Award.
You should look no further than Spencer Properties when choosing where to live next year.
Spencer Properties own all the homes they let out and work closely with the Knowledge Project to promote safe, reliable housing for student and professional communities.
Visit spencer-properties.co.uk for more information and follow at @SpencerProp on Twitter for all their latest listings.
Spencer Properties, the number one provider of quality accommodation in Leeds.
On the 31st of October, I will trick the mortals at Fab Cafe.
You what?
Oh, hey Mo.
What's this? £130 cash prize for best costume. £50 second prize.
Yeah.
Let's go, Lady Dracula.
Hi.
Why are you already in costume?
Yeah, costume.
Halloween at Fab Cafe.
The world's first TV and movie theme bar.
And it's a graveyard.
Today on LSR.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at five.
This is The Beat.
In association with Amber Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
top tips from the Student Advice Centre.
Join a club or society, as it's a great way to meet loads of like-minded people and get involved.
There are loads of part-time job opportunities in Leeds that'll keep any financial worries at bay, or pop into your Student Advice Centre to help with budgeting and money management.
Staying safe in a new city can be stressful for some. Here at the Student Advice Centre, you can